Yo, what is happening? We are back, week four preview, or week four recap, excuse me, week five preview. Anthony, we are recording this currently at 6:51 on Wednesday, October 1st. There was a game that just occurred. How are you doing? And is your mental sanity okay?
I'm fucking pissed. I'm fucking pissed. Pissed. Fucking can't stand the fucking Yankees. Fuck that fucking team. Fuck the fucking Bronx. I don't give a fuck. If you are a fan of the Yankees and you watch this, honestly, fuck you. I fucking hate your fucking team. I fucking hate that shit. All right? I fucking mean that. Okay? Fucking mean that shit. God. It was
Wow.
just fucking terrible. Just terrible. We had it in the bag. We had that game. And then we just fucking blow it off. Because we just leave our fucking relief pitcher in. 57 pitches later, bases are loaded, already a run in. Okay, Cora, let's take him out. Come on, bud. Let's fucking
Nope.
take him out.
Nope.
Terrible.
That'd be the
Oh
right
my
decision to
God.
make, but that is not what happened.
He did finally after the next walk to make bases loaded, and it's like, all
Well,
right,
yeah.
you're done.
It took
Like,
him a bit, but
fuck.
it
I
took that
mean,
walk for him to
overall.
actually pull him. But 57 pitches, that is fucking
Yeah.
crazy. Can't complain,
I
though. At
will
least you
say
didn't get
though,
blown out. It's been a good
if they get
series.
blown, I'm gonna be now 100% just real with it. Well, I was real before that too, but more lightheaded, cool-headed.
Not
Overall,
crashing
it was
out.
not crashing out. Overall, it honestly was a really good. It was a good game. It really
Yeah.
was. I mean, you couldn't honestly, for how the Yankees and Red Sox rivalry is, like that game right there. I mean, you can't beat that. Like
No.
that was a
The app
classic,
fucking
good
crazy
overall
too. It
game.
was so loud in that ninth inning. It was
Oh, I
so
know.
loud. I don't
It
remember who
sucked. I
struck
wish it
out, but
wasn't that
dude,
loud.
that bitch was fucking going.
Yeah,
They
I
were
don't even
fucking
know.
going.
And then
Crazy.
in the ninth inning, Sadon almost clutched up
I
again once
know.
again for us. Trevor Story almost hit the grand slam for us. If Trevor Story hit the grand
Almost.
slam for us, that was game.
Oh, dude, I know. I thought he did.
But
Zuch almost called that. That shit would have been crazy.
yeah, but you know
Other
what?
than
You
that
should have,
though,
coulda,
how's your
woulda.
weekend?
Should have, coulda, woulda. Game three tomorrow when you guys are watching this. Go Sox,
Yeah.
baby. Fuck the
Actually,
Bronx.
yes. This will actually come out the morning that game three is gonna be played. So
Yeah,
hopefully you'll
but
be in a better mood the day after.
yes, I will be stressing out. No one contact me. But other than today's game, yesterday's game was great. I was super hyped about that one. Sox won 3-1, so that was huge. I've been, doing good in school, keeping the grind going. I think that's it, unless there's anything else I missed. I
No,
don't
it's been
know.
kind of a
Went to
chill week.
Sean's little brother's hockey game for Boise
Oh
State. He played
yeah,
great.
how was
It was a
that?
great game. It was
Oh yeah.
good. It was good.
Did they
Yeah.
win?
Yeah, they won. I think this final
Oh yeah.
score. Yeah, no, it was like 3-3 going into the third period, and then they ended up and then we ended up winning 7-3.
That's fucking epic. That's
Yeah, it
awesome,
was a really
man.
good game. It was awesome. So
Fuck yeah,
that was a lot
man.
of fun.
Hell yeah.
Shout out Brandon.
Yeah,
Doing
shout out to
good
you,
out there.
Brandon.
Keep it up.
Glad you're doing well,
And
buddy. I miss you.
I mean, that's about it though.
Yeah, I feel like it's been kind of an uneventful week. I mean, we've had back to back to back weeks that I feel like have been bangers, and it was uneventful. But I will say my week was uneventful. My weekend was not. If you don't know, I turned 26 2 days ago on Monday, so I kind of celebrated over the weekend. Friday night was a lot of fun. We went out with Andrew and Chris and Dan, and Andrew was just on one. That boy was on one. Pouring that girl's her. Like, you gotta stop, Andrew. He was on one. It was so funny. But Saturday was a lot of fun. I'm not gonna talk about what happened on the pod, but you know, it was a good time. And then Sunday I watched football, and since then I've just been working. Honestly, bro, I'm fucking tired, and it feels like it's not a Wednesday. I am ready for the weekend. Possibly going to Santa Monica to hang out with Diego and Jason Frost. So we'll see, man.
Nice.
But it's been pretty chill. Work's been chill. Working out's been good. And honestly, I'm just ready to talk some ball. So let's get into it.
Green 18, red 48. Settle down, settle down. Wide 80, sit hut.
We suck. We suck. Get rid of Belichick.
Get rid of Mac Jones. Get rid of our entire fucking receiving core.
You guys are 2-8.
That's what I thought.
2-7, 2-8. It doesn't matter. We still suck.
Yeah. So Seahawks played the Ravens. Final score was 28-25. Geno Smith, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Not really much to write home about that game. Just right.
This is egregious.
I don't think Jared Goff is a top 5 quarterback in the NFC.
Are you putting Justin Herbert over Jared Goff?
Yes.
It was like an interview for like a new podcast company. Called Brazzers. I mean, you could see I'm literally in the headquarters right now, dude.
That intro is so insane. It's so insane.
You know, I gotta be real with this one. Keaton, you guys are 2-8, by the way. Fucking 2-7, 2-8. It doesn't fucking matter. We still suck.
Not this year, though.
But at that time, though, correcting me for saying 2-7, you guys are 2-8, by the way. What difference does that make?
Yeah.
We still fucking suck. Exactly. It was terrible.
Exactly.
God.
So I want to ask you a question before we get into the news. Which was worse, the crash out in that intro video or the crash out with Boston? In the intro of this video.
Definitely the one in this one. Okay, I want to make real quick. I just backtrack real quick. I don't actually hate. I hate the Yankees, okay? For people watching it, I don't actually hate you. Everyone has their own team. And that was just full crash out mode. I apologize in advance. I'm cool.
That was pretty fucking funny.
Cool. But I don't actually hate you.
I was trying not to die because my laugh is way too loud, but that was a good one.
Yeah, but
anyways, I don't blame you though. We have a jam-packed episode today. We're going to talk about some news. Recap of week 4, get into some fantasy week 5 predictions, and then we have a bit of a special segment that I'll wait until the end to do. We've kind of discussed it, but it's going to be a fun one, so I want Anthony to kind of go over it then. So let's get into the news. Again, this week was the week of injuries. It seems like pretty much every week so far we've had 5, maybe even more. Main guys go on IR for season-ending injuries or serious injuries. So let's start with a team that doesn't have that, and that's the 49ers. Who's healthy? Who's healthy? Let me just say this before I get into it. The Los Angeles Rams are 7-point favorites. They were 6.5-point favorites yesterday with the idea that these players could potentially play. They've only gone up a half a point. If I'm you and you bet, I would hammer the Rams. Anyways, Brock Purdy, Juwan Jennings, Ricky Pearsall, all have been ruled out. So we are going to see Mac Jones start his 3rd game of the season and throw to who? Literally, who is he going to be thrown to? Robinson? Bourne? Kendrick Bourne, who dropped 3 passes yesterday? We're going to get into this later. Unreal. I'm numb to it. I'm not even angry. I'm numb. It's just, at this point, flabbergasting how this can continue. Anyways, let's get into some of the news that is not injury-related. Dylan Gabriel has been named the starting quarterback for the Browns. Again, we talked about this in the offseason. Shador didn't do enough to be high enough in the depth chart to start. They are starting our boy, Dylan Gabriel. I shouldn't say our boy, but used to be our boy, Cody Nyes, because he's from Oklahoma. Kind of fucking crazy. Kind of crazy. Another crazy thing is Xavier Howard is retiring from the NFL. He probably played 10-plus years and was a pretty good vet for a cornerback. I would assume that he'll be in contention for the Hall of Fame. Probably won't actually make it, but what a career by him. Shout out to you, man. Kind of crazy to retire after week 4, but we'll see how that works for him. So let's get into some of the injuries and implications of fantasy. So Tyler Lewis, if you don't know, we'll be talking about this later, and Cody, I should say. They are 1-3, and they have had 3 season-ending injuries, or I should say almost season-ending injuries because Joe might come back. But Trey Benson now has been placed on IR, and I actually snagged the backup running back for the Cardinals before he could. So I just wanted to say sorry, T-Lew. Like I said, we could trade. Tyreek Hill is officially out for the season after an extremely gruesome leg injury. If you have not seen it, don't go watch it. He tore multiple ligaments. He has a dislocated leg. I would assume it's not dislocated now, but
it's a gross. Dislocated knee.
Yeah, dislocated knee, torn ligaments everywhere. It was fucking gross. His leg looked like, I don't even know how to explain it. A dangling piece of fire. I mean, it was
foul.
It was
foul. I want to add on to that too. So a few days before the game started, Diego, you know, from Zuchin Wild, you know, so Diego, he offered me a trade in our league. He offered me Tyreek Hill in exchange for David Montgomery. I sat on it because I was like, I'm not too sure. I already have A-Chain. And I was all like, let me think about this trade. I was like, all right, sounds good. Let the game go by. It's typically what I do because I always want to see like how they're going to perform, you know, what happens, right? Really glad I did. That injury happened. Saw the video and went, this will be good. Took a screenshot right when he landed on the ground with his knee, like all crooked sideways.
Took a screenshot,
put it into the fantasy chat, and I said, hey, Diego, I think I'm going to be declining that Tyreek trade, by the way. And he said, youch. And then he said, it was too good. One sec. It was just too good. He said, at that point, it's gone now because it's Snapchat, which sucks. But he said something along the lines of, well, on the bright side, I'm going to be doing the beer mile at least. And he said, I think I can get a 7:30 if I train. So I think he's kind of accepted his fate at this point.
Yeah, he definitely has. His team's pretty bad, but that one was brutal. Another brutal one was Malik Nabers. He's out for the season with the torn ACL. That one wasn't as bad to watch, but it did suck. You could tell it was torn basically right away. And that one is brutal. Ndami Matabuke, I hope that I'm saying his first name right, but he's a defensive lineman for the Ravens, is out for the season with a neck injury. He was placed on IR actually last week and then had surgery and is out. So again, we have four Pro Bowlers to all pro type of players that are officially out, and the Niners. And the Niners, and the Niners, and the Niners again, and the Niners again. If you guys do not know, like I said, we are recording on October 1st. It is officially spooky season, and the reason why I'm bringing that up is because Ashton Jeanty has switched back to his stance from college. Man, oh man, is it time for him to be Michael Myers again, because he went fucking ballistic. He went fucking crazy. Let me pull up the stats just so we can actually go through this. He had 33 fantasy points, and we will be talking about that later. But he changed his stats, and they gave him more balls and touches, and he had 138 yards, a touchdown, and that does not include his receiving yards. That kind of sucks. I don't have that, but hold on. Anyways, he had, I believe, a receiving touchdown as well and a good amount of yards. So he had a breakout type of game, and I'm really happy that he did. It is crazy, though. The one game that he allowed, or the one game that the coaching staff allowed him to change his stance, he went crazy. I think it's a vision thing, man. We don't want to be superstitious, but it's definitely a vision thing. And then the final piece of news that I kind of want to bring up is Puka on track to have the best wide receiver season ever? I mean, this guy looks incredible. By the way, before we even get to his stats, he is leading all of fantasy right now in all points. That includes quarterbacks, running backs. He is the number one scorer in all of fantasy, at least in PPR. He's currently on pace for 178 receptions and 2,138 receiving yards. No receiver ever has touched 2,000 yards, just so you guys know. And mind you, he does have an extra game, so let's kind of keep that on track. But let's see what the record is. I believe it's like 1950. Single season wide receiver yards record. Yeah, it's Calvin Johnson, 1,964 yards. So if he beats that by 200 yards, I would say it's probably safe to say he's on track to beat his 16-game record as well. Puka, you're going fucking crazy. Please do not go crazy against my team, even though you probably will on Thursday, and I will be depressed. But again, Puka, you are definitely the MVP as of right now. And you probably won't be because you're not a quarterback, but you are definitely offensive player of the year. And look, man, some people watch Puka and they're like, what is it that he does that's so good compared to other people? He's just good at everything. He's literally good at everything. Has great hands, catches everything, runs routes very good, super physical, blocks really well. He's just good at everything. Like, genuinely, he is a fucking beast. Couldn't be happier. Although, I mean, you've been a rival of mine pretty much ever since I knew you, BYU with Boise State and 49ers and Rams. But shout out to Puka, man. He's been fucking incredible. Let's move on to the week four recap. So I'm going to go through all of the teams, and then we have a couple that are highlighted that we'll talk about. So Seahawks at Cardinals. The Seahawks beat the Cardinals 23-20. Panthers at Patriots. Patriots put belt to ass 42-12 on the Panthers. Vikings at Steelers, which was the Dublin game in the morning, 24-21 Steelers. Chargers at Giants, 21-18 Giants. Titans at Texans in a snooze fest, 26-0 Texans. We're not going to talk about that, but all those points were scored in the fourth. A lot closer than the score actually said. Commanders at Falcons, 34-27 Falcons. What a win by them. Saints at Bills, 31-19 Saints. That's wrong. Bills is what I meant to say. I apologize. Eagles at Bucks, 31-25. Browns, and that was the Eagles. Browns at Lions, 34-10 Lions. In the afternoon games, we had the Jags at Niners. The Jags beat the Niners 26-21. Colts at Rams, 27-20 Rams. The Ravens at Chiefs, which was our supposedly game of the week, and it was not 37-20. That's wrong as well. 37-20 Chiefs is what I meant to say. I apologize. Bears at Raiders, 25-24 Bears. And then Sunday Night Football, we had a tie for the first time in however many years. Packers at Cowboys tied 40-40. That is the highest tie of all time in NFL record, highest points that is. And then Monday Night Football, we had Jets at Dolphins, 27-21 Dolphins, and Bengals at Broncos, 28-3 Broncos. Obviously a lot of games, but let's get into it, Anthony. How does it feel to give belt to ass to the Panthers? It's got to feel good, right?
Oh, it feels so good. And here's the thing. People can make the argument saying like, oh, the Pats aren't back. They're not. They're still very mid, blah, 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 blah. It was the Panthers, right? But I'm just going to keep it a buck right now with everyone that's saying this. If there's no shot 3, 4, 5 years ago that we could have put up those kind of numbers, even to a Panthers team.
Yep.
You know, last week, or no, 2 weeks ago against Miami, it was the first time since 2019 that we put up 30-plus points.
More than 30. Yep.
More than 30. This Unreal. Just says a lot right there. Like, that's sure, two. Panthers are terrible, but you got to, like, at that point, you're looking at this team and you're kind of going like, holy shit. Like, okay, like, they're stepping it up. That's for damn sure.
Right.
I'm taking that any day. The fact that Drake May right now is putting up better numbers already than, like, let me rephrase this, actually. Drake May right now, at this very moment, he's already looking like he is the best quarterback in that draft class right now. Yes, Jaden Daniels played amazing last year. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm not saying whatever, right? Same thing with Bo Nix, right? Bo Nix played great last year, but already just from this season, Drake May is putting up those numbers, and he's already looking like he's the better quarterback out of that draft class. I am incredibly, obviously, thankful for that because I needed the Patriots to do something. And on top of that, though, too, there was also a crazy stat I saw. It had to do something with the fact certain amount of passing yards and whatnot games in a row, right? And he's currently at three games in a row with 200 something passing yards in a row, and there's only a select few quarterbacks that have done that, and the top one is Tom Brady, Drake May, and then Peyton Manning. It's something like that. You guys can go look it up if you want. I don't have the correct stat in front of me, so I could be wrong on the exact numbers on it, but I do know that's kind of similar how it is. You can look it up. It's there. Drake May is fucking performing, and I'm loving it. He is. I'm here for it.
He is. So, and I want to say two things. One, for the people that say that they should beat the Panthers, like you said, the Patriots the last 3 years would not have beat the Panthers. Number two, good teams and or wildcard teams beat up on bad teams. That is a good sign. You guys have also only lost by one possession to both the teams that you have played, probably wildcard type teams. Again,
yes,
I would be optimistic. Now, with Drake May and Will Campbell, shout out to Will Campbell. Since game one, he's been incredible. I'm just going to say that. Drake May, I saw a video today on him, and I wanted to bring this up. Don't remember the exact graph that it was. However, it was basically a success rate of quarterbacks on third and fourth down. There was four stats. Mm-hmm. He was number one. Actually, I don't want to try to say the stats right now because I know I'm going to say it wrong. So there was four stats. He was number one on three of them and number eight on the fourth. He is the number one overall successful quarterback on third down. On fourth down, he's number one as well. He is clutch. He is the definition of clutch. He is playing very, very well. And then there was one other thing that I saw, and I'm trying to remember what exactly it was. So it was third down, fourth down. I can't remember what it was, but Drake May has been playing really well, and I feel like that is a good win. Momentum, man. That's what you guys need. And I think, again, at least you're not going to be 2-8. You won't be crashing out over 2-8. I think you guys are going to be like a Steelers team. Like, you'll probably win 9 games, possibly make the wild card, beat up on the teams that you should, and that's it. That's how you should play.
I just found the stat, by the way. This is the correct stat. Okay. So right now, most consecutive games with 75-plus completion percentage and two-plus passing touchdowns.
I saw this.
Tom Brady in 2007 with doing that 4 games in a row. Drake May is in second place right now, or tied for second with amongst of a lot of other quarterbacks. But here are the other quarterbacks, okay? Here's some of them. You have 4 in a row. Then you have Drake May, okay? Along with these other quarterbacks that Drake May is now a part of with this, and this stat is Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning in 2013, Aaron Rodgers in 2003, Peyton Manning again in 2004 and Kurt Warner in 2001. And there's 5 others as well that are unnamed right now that I see on this list, but that's incredible.
Good company to be around. I'll say that.
Yes.
Drake May, man. He looks good. He looks good. We'll go through a couple more of these, the Vikings at Steelers. I just wanted to highlight this and say, this was a great win for the Steelers. Unexpected, a very Steelers like win, very Steelers like win. Can't remember if I picked them. I might have, but again, I want to give them a shout out. And I wanted to discuss a little bit about DK. Why does DK just not do this every game? Like, he's a fucking physical freak. Get him the ball, you win games. That's all I'm going to say to the Steelers. We'll move on from that one. Chargers at Giants. This was Jackson Dart's first game starting. Man, oh man, did he perform. He looked athletic as hell. I mean, in college, he looked explosive. In the NFL, he looks just as explosive. What a ballsy game from him, too, posting fucking Madison Beer right before the game. And then going out and out-dueling the MVP frontrunner right now in Justin Herbert. What a game for them. Moving on, mm-hmm. I don't know why I highlighted the Saints at Bills. That was probably a mistake. What a win for the Falcons at the the Commanders at Falcons. What a win for the Falcons winning at home. I think that was kind of a bounce-back game that was needed for them. Eagles at Bucks. This was probably the game of the week. I mean, if there was a game of the week, besides the Packers at Cowboys, although that was just brutal to watch. This was a good game. The Bucs just played like the Bucs typically do. They hang around. They didn't have what it took to win in the final moments, and Baker threw a pick when he shouldn't have. I don't know, man. There's a lot of teams in the NFC that I would not want to see. Eagles are one of them. I probably wouldn't want to play the Bucs in the NFL or in the NFC as well. Speaking about a team that I wouldn't want to play in the NFC, the Lions, they look very, very good. Probably top dangerous. 5 team in the NFL right now. Afternoon, Jags at Niners. I talked about this. You can't win a game with 4 turnovers. Can't do it. 4 turnovers, worst special teams I've seen in years. I think we had 10-plus penalties. You don't win a game like that. For us to only lose by 5 is actually unreal. Like, I give the Niners a bit of props. They play gritty. But again, am I worried a little bit about Brock? Yep. If he's not healthy, don't play him. Am I worried a little bit about our health? Absolutely. Am I shocked? Nope. Is there anything else that we can do? No. We have to lean on that defense. And I will say, we have not got a lot of pressure on the quarterback since Nick Bosa has been out. That is a problem, especially with a Matthew Stafford that is balling out. I'm not going to rant too much more because I've already done too much, but that's what I think. Colts at Rams, Aiden I. Mitchell, what the fuck are you doing? How do you drop the fucking ball right before the end zone? I've never understood how NFL players, you get paid millions of dollars to do this. The one job that you have is to put the ball in the fucking end zone, and you have a wide open chance to do it, and you drop it outside of the fucking end zone for a touchback. Unreal, an absolute choke, by the way. That was one of the reasons why they lost the game. They lost 27-20. Good win for the Rams. Colts, They could be dangerous. They could be real. Speaking about dangerous, and people were writing them off. They shouldn't have. I called this game 37-20 Chiefs against the Ravens. Bell to ass. This game was not close from the beginning. This was a bell to ass performance, a Chiefs performance that was well needed and looked like they were back to their regular form. Packers at Cowboys. I wanted just to bring this.
Wait. Speaking of the Ravens, we forgot about an injury. Lamar Jackson's out for about 3 weeks with a hamstring injury.
Oh, is he out? Have they announced that?
He's out for 2 to 3 weeks with a hamstring injury.
Dude, the Ravens are not going to make the playoffs. They are fucked.
We forgot about
it. We'll talk about this later, but who are they? Who are they playing this week?
I have no idea.
Ravens. We'll talk about it. They should be okay, but yeah, that's fucking crazy. I don't know how I missed that. I knew that he was injured, but I didn't know that they announced that he's out. Packers at Cowboys, I had highlighted just because it was a tie. That was fucking crazy. Did you watch that game?
Which one?
The Cowboys at the Packers.
I can't remember if I did or not.
That was a very entertaining game. That was a very, very entertaining
game. I think I watched a good chunk of it, yeah.
You know what's funny is the Packers went into the game as the number one scoring defense, and the Cowboys went in as the number one offense. The Cowboys came out as the number one offense, and the Packers came out as a team that is probably fraudulent and plays well against bad teams. Now, speaking about that, we're going to roll straight into Week 4 fantasy just because T-Lou had a team that we just mentioned. He had the Packers defense, who had negative 3 points, which was his worst player. Cody and T-Lou, they are 1-3, number 11 in the league. It looks pretty brutal, I'm not going to lie. They lost to Isaac 125.02 to 140.32. Tough loss, I'm not going to lie. You score 125 points and you lose in our league. That's pretty tough. Best player, Ashton Jeanti, 33.5 points. Like we said, he really broke out this game. Again, he had receiving yards, and I'm pretty positive he scored a receiving touchdown as well. I didn't have the stats pulled up, so I apologize. Most mid player was his kicker, Daniel Carlson, at 5. And worst player, like I said, was the Packers defense at negative 3. Anthony, it is your turn to shine.
Yeah, well, 2-2. Got a loss to Mitch. I lost by, 6 points, which sucked. I needed A-Chain to get one final touchdown at the end of the game. Didn't happen. It was close, but it didn't get there. But it is what it is, you know. We'll just kind of jump right into it. Best player, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I fucking love you. You know, you've been fucking balling for
me. So good, dude.
26 points. Like, keep it up, please.
He's incredible, man.
Most mid player, and I'm just starting to get frustrated with him. Alvin Kamara, all right? I don't understand it. I really don't get it.
He's just so bad, dude.
It's just bad. And now he's splitting carries with what's-his-face. Yeah. Like, it's just...
Fucking Kendre Miller.
Yeah. Fucking
that's unreal, by the way. I don't know why he is getting more of the goal line touches, too. I'm like, Alvin has the best fucking bounce I've ever seen. Like, just hand him the ball.
Yeah, hand him the ball, throw him the ball. Like, I don't know. It's frustrating, but whatever. Alvin Kamara with 11.2. Worst player, Harold Fannin, 4.5, because my tight ends suck. But he's off the team now because I just got, what's-his-face, Strange from Jacksonville. So
you beat me on that one, too. That sucks. How much did you get him for?
Oh no, I put in 8. You put in 6.
I put in 6. Yeah, I didn't put in 5 because I was like, someone's probably gonna put him in 5, but I wanted him as well. That's a good pickup. And Anthony is number 5 in the league, and like I said, T-Lou is number 11. Your boy is on a 3-game losing streak. It's been brutal. I'm not gonna lie, Jamar Chase, you fucking suck. I'm just gonna straight up say it. The Bengals suck. Jamar sucks. What a fucking waste. I knew I shouldn't have picked him, but I did. I'm number 10 in the league with a brutal 1-3 record. I lost to Eamon 113.38 to 159. I'm averaging 115 a game. So I don't know if that's supposed to be a good thing or a bad thing. Not a great thing, I can tell you that. But my team just doesn't have a superstar. Best player this week was the Lions defense, 20 points. Not good. Most mid player, Jamar Chase, 7.3. He's not getting the ball thrown to him. And the worst, David Njoku. With 3.1 points. He had his peak performance in week 1 and has gone downhill since then. Don't want to talk too much about fantasy because it is really fucking annoying me because my team has some guys that I picked knowing they were going to do well and some that are very unfortunate with Jamar Chase. If Jamar Chase was the guy that he was last year, my team would probably be 3-1. That's all I'm gonna say. It's just brutal, but go for it.
Great thing about fantasy is that Zach and I, Bubby and I, play against each other this
week. Oh, yes. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on now. This is almost a must win for me, so please God.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with
that. Wilson boys clash again.
It's a 60-40 percentage right now, and I'm up on that.
I know. We'll definitely be talking shit, but we'll keep you guys posted next week. Do you have a stat of the week? No, I will not do the
no GGs.
Forbidden GGs. I'll say that. Do you have a stat of the weekend?
I already said my stat of the week with Drake May, honestly. That was it for me.
Cool. Well, then we'll move on. Week 5 predictions and then the little surprise episode or surprise segment in the episode. I don't know if we did a parlay last week, so I'm not going to discuss that.
Yeah.
But I don't think we would not have won. I'll say that.
We would not have won.
Now, did we do okay? Maybe. But last week was brutal. There were a couple of upsets, and we didn't predict that. So we're not going to talk about that this week. We're just going to go straight into the predictions, and we have a pretty decent week. Thursday night, 49ers at Rams. I'm going to do this for the first time ever and pick the Rams.
They're too good of a team. Obvious choice. It's
they're
Rams.
Too good of a team. Yeah, I will be rooting for the Niners, but they're too good of a team with that many injuries from the Niners to lose to. That is my honest opinion.
And honestly, right now, too, with how the Niners are looking, your offense is not going to – like, the Rams' defense is going to be all over your offense. On top of that, your secondary is just going to get cooked by Puka and Devontae. They just are. So
my worry mainly is the defensive line for the Rams. It's probably the best in the league. Our offensive line has looked horrible. There's a reason why both of our quarterbacks are injured. And Mac Jones will be playing through injury. So there is a logical choice here, and I will be logical for the first time this year. And we'll go from there. But so we both got the Rams. Sunday morning is kicked off with another Europe game. Minnesota versus the Browns. What a banger London has. I'm kidding. I'm obviously going to go with the fucking Vikings. Minnesota Vikings. But if the Browns do win, it wouldn't shock me. It feels like a game that the Browns would win. But we will move on from that. Houston at the Ravens, like you said. Defense lineman out. Lamar's not playing.
Who is the backup quarterback for the Ravens?
Is it Huttley? Right now. Is it still Huttley? Tyler Huttley? Uh-oh. Who is it?
Cooper Rush.
No. Oh, my God. That's the only quarterback they have. They only have the one Ravens quarterback on their team.
The Ravens signed Cooper Rush in April for the kind of situation they are facing this week. Lamar Jackson hamstring didn't practice on Wednesday, and his status is uncertain week 5 against Houston Texans. If Jackson can't play, Baltimore would need Rush's steady hand to step in at quarterback.
Oh,
I'm going to go for Ravens, though. I think the fucking Texans are so ass. I'm sorry. I think they're one of the worst fucking teams in the league. But this is, again, one of those games that we would keep off the parlay. I'll say that. We haven't seen Cooper Rush play in 2 years, so.
Yeah.
Who you got?
I don't know. The Ravens are in shambles. The Texans are just pure fucking ass cheeks.
That's what I'm saying. The Ravens need a win. That's my opinion. That's actually good for me. That means hopefully they give the ball to Derek a lot.
It's in Baltimore. Give me the Ravens.
Yeah, that's fair. Dolphins at Panthers. Holy moly. Maybe the battle for the number one pick.
Give me the Dolphins.
I'm going to go with the Panthers. I'm going to go with the Panthers. Fuck it.
All right.
I'm not confident with that, but they're at home. Fuck it. Raiders at Colts. I'm going to go with the Colts. At home, Raiders will be a tough out, but they definitely should win.
Yeah, give me the Colts.
All right. Giants at Saints. The Saints are favored in this game, by the way.
Give me the Giants.
I think the Giants are going to win, too.
Yeah, I think the Giants are going to take that.
Cowboys at Jets. This is going to be a battle of the offenses, and I think the Cowboys have the better offense. So, give me the Cowboys.
Jets are ass. I don't know why people keep on banking on the Jets. The Cowboys are going to win this game, even though the Cowboys are fraudulent. Jets are fucking terrible.
Yep. No, I agree. Broncos at Eagles. I think we can move on. Yep. Titans at Cardinals. This will be a relatively close game, I feel like, but I'm going to take the Cardinals.
I'm taking the Cardinals as well.
All right. Bucks at Seattle. I've got Seattle. I'm going to do it.
This is actually one of the closer games this week, honestly, if I'm going to be
completely honest. This might be the game of the week.
Honestly, yes. I think this could be the game of the week.
Yeah.
Should we 50-50 this?
Fuck it. I'm down.
Yeah, let's go 50-50 on that one.
So Ant's got the Bucks. It will be a great game.
Yeah, that will be a good one. Hopefully. It should be.
Mm-hmm. Lions at Bengals.
Lions.
Let's just move on. Commanders next. At Chargers.
Chargers.
Commanders lost the fucking Falcons. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. Patriots at Bills. So this is the game that we have the Bills, right? And then the Patriots will win at home.
Dude, I really want to just pick the Patriots. Just cause.
Do it. Why not?
What if Drake May has a blowout game, bro? What if he just goes insane, upset of the week? Yeah, give me the Pats. I'm going to be so delusional on this. I'm going to be the delusional fan on this one.
Come on, brother. Do it.
Hey,
have confidence in your team.
I'm gonna do it.
And then the Chiefs at the Jaguars.
Chiefs.
The Jags have looked fucking good, man.
They have, but, dude, Xavier Worthy's back too, though. So give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chiefs too. It's a logical decision. Well, that wraps up our predictions. We're not going to do the parlay just because Cody is here. Maybe we'll do one like separately and keep you guys posted. But we are at the point, Anthony, where we have left the surprise. Give the viewers what they want.
All right. So you may be wondering, guys, why do you guys keep just predicting it? Are you doing anything with it? Oh, yes, we are. we're keeping track right now. For every single week. And I mean, I can give out the long version or I can just give it short and sweet. Zach, how would you like it? You want me to go through week by week with it or you want me just to give out the full?
No, give the summary. Thing? Give the summary and then we can discuss it a little bit.
So Zach right now, and there was a tie last week, so we included the tie. That is the game that's ending. So it's the win, loss, tie. That's what we're doing. Zach's total starting with or ending with last week, so we included weeks 1 through 4. Zach is 48-15-1.
Wow. Oh, I'm cooking.
Zach's cooking.
Oh, fuck.
I, on the other hand, when doing the calculations, it looked bad. But on paper, it's not terrible, though.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I am 40-23-1.
Yeah, that's not bad at all either.
And funny enough, somehow Cody was cooking, and then last week he fucking choked it. Cody is also 40-23-1.
That's insane, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Cody's picked a lot of upsets too, so that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So Zach that right now leads it.
Unreal.
If you want to know, Zach, since you are in the lead, week one, you went 14-2.
Oh, shit.
Week two, you went 12-4. Week three, you also went 12-4. And then week four, you went 10-5-1.
Week four was tough, man. A lot of upsets. 12-2, though. Or what was it? 14-2?
14-2. Week
that's
one.
That's fucking epic. That's epic. That is epic.
Oh, well, yeah.
There we have it. I mean, I'm pretty happy about that. Even if you were to add this up, 40 plus 23 plus 1, 40 divided by 64. You guys are at a 63% correct pick rate. I'm at a 75%. Hey. That's pretty fucking solid, man. I'll take that.
Hey, NFL is we hard know to ball. Predict. We know ball.
NFL is hard to predict. That wraps up the episode. Ant, you got anything else?
Go Sox. That's all I'm going to say. I know it's not football related, but go Sox.
Go Sox. Go Niners. Please pray for me as I will be in Mutt Lynch's on Thursday night with potentially a Dodgers game and a Rams versus Niners game. So need a lot of prayers. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you guys in a week. Like, subscribe, comment.
Peace.